The way these hospices are able to enroll these people and collect money from Medicare and Medi-Cal here inside of California is they collect the Medicare numbers from individuals and then sign them up for hospice without them even knowing. I actually went and spoke with a professional inside of the medical industry to get her opinion on how this all works.
We're seeing all of these hospices pop up here. Why is hospice and home healthcare such a booming business right now?
I think it's become a trend of fraud. Honestly, has. I heard about this about 5 years ago during COVID, that people were building hospices and selling them. It was like a business these people made. So it's an easy, I think, easy way to build Medicare with their people's beneficiary numbers that people can easily steal and even purchase and buy. They buy numbers from people and tell them, give me your Medicare beneficiary number, and then we'll give you something in return.
And what does that mean, give you my beneficiary number?
So there's an ID that you have. Medicare gives you, Medicare is for anybody 65 and over. So they'll give you a Medicare ID number. And that number is what's used to bill Medicare.
So essentially, if they can get a number from somebody, it's almost like getting a credit card number. And then from there, they can continue to bill and bill and bill and get that Medicare money.
Exactly. It's actually more beneficial than finding a credit card these days. Anybody can get a hospice license, actually. You don't need to be a physician. You don't need to be a doctor. You can apply and get a hospice license in the state of California. They bill, they take the Medicare numbers, they bill Medicare, the Medicare sends them a check right away. It's an easy process.